This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين إله العالمين وبه نستعين ونصلي ونسلم على خاتم الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم لا سهل إلا ما جعلته سهلا وأنت تجعل الحزن إذا شئت سهلا. رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير وبك نستعين. We thank Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal for having gathered us here today. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to surround us with the malaika and to cause His mercy and His sakinah to descend upon us and to raise us with the anbiya alayhimu salatu wa salam and those whom He has mentioned with them. Ameen. A few thousand years ago, a man stood in the hot desert building a structure that was cubed. Next to him was his son, helping him build the structure. And as he built, he recited a prayer. And they recited a prayer together. وَإِذْ يَرْفَعُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ الْقَوَاعِدَ مِنَ الْبَيْتِ وَإِسْمَاعِيلُ رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. And when Ibrahim was raising the foundation and Ismail, they were both raising the foundation of the Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says they made dua to him. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Our Lord, accept from us. Indeed, you are the all-hearing, the all-knowing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He heard that prayer and He answered that prayer. Fast forward a few thousand years later, and we find that millions are flocking to this home every single year. In fact, throughout the year, millions of people visit the home solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذْ جَعَلْنَا الْبَيْتَ مَثَابَةً لِلنَّاسِ وَأَمْنًا وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى. And when we made the home a place of return for the people and a place of security, and we made the وَاتَّخِذُوا مِن مَقَامِ إِبْرَاهِيمَ مُصَلَّى, and take the maqam, the station of Ibrahim, as a place of prayer. Today when people visit, they take this maqam that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built the Kaaba upon. They take this maqam as a place of prayer for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do we find them doing? After they've circumambulated this house that Ibrahim has built, they go to the maqam on which he stood, and behind it they perform the salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored him so much that He granted him a portion and a share of the reward of all of these actions of the people. Allahu Akbar. Why? Why is the question we've got to ask ourselves? The simple answer is, there was action plus sincerity, which was equal to reward. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. What better reward than to grant him the reward of millions, if not billions of people? Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, and the acts that he performed, the acts that he did for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were inculcated into so many rituals of Hajj today. We find ourselves going to the Jamarat and pelting. We pelt, right? The stone that is there. Do you know what this signifies? It signifies the time in which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was going to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as he's going, Satan comes to him. Hey, don't go. Don't do that. And Ibrahim pelts Satan. And then again he goes after some time. The Satan comes to him as he's moving forward. He comes to him and Ibrahim pelts him. And the third time this happens again. And this is why we have three Jamarat today. You go to the first, you go to the middle, and you go to the last.
Why? To commemorate the act that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did. And this is solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, he's getting reward in an act of worship that we do that is so great that some of us save our entire lives to go for, knowing that it is a pillar of Islam. Without that pillar, there is no Islam. Without that pillar, you cannot be a Muslim. Without believing in that pillar, you cannot be a Muslim. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewarded Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam very greatly. At one stage in his life, he had come and brought his family to this desolate place. This place that had no vegetation, this place that had no water, this place that had no people. And he began to walk away from them. Hajar walks behind him, follows him. What are you doing, O Ibrahim? Where are you going? Are you leaving us? And he continues to walk. And the second time, she walks behind him and she asks him, Ibrahim, where are you going? Are you leaving us? And he continues to walk. On the third occasion, when she asks him, she says, Allahu amaraka bihada. Is it Allah that commanded you to do this? And she says, and he says, Na'am, yes. So she says, Idhan la yudayyuna. Then he is not going to abandon us. What kind of iman do you need to have in order to abandon your family at a place, biwadin ghayri dhi zar? There was absolutely no vegetation there. How do you leave your family in this place? It is only when you trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now I'm not saying that we should abandon our families and leave them and go out to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a prophet with a specific command. What happens? Not long after, the child becomes parched. You know, his throat is parched. He wants a drink of water. And the mother's wondering, where am I going to get this water from? So she begins to frantically search. And she's running up the mountain, looking for the water, going down the mount, back up the next mountain, looking up for some water, and rushing frantically down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends Jibreel, and he strikes his wing on the ground, and the water gushes forth. This water is drank by us today. Today. How many thousands of years later? And not only that, you know, this frantic search, we commemorate it in what is known as the sa'i, what is known as the struggle, the sa'i. It's known as the struggle for what? The struggle for water. She was struggling looking for water. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inculcated this into the Hajj. The Kaaba, my dear brothers and sisters, in itself is a symbol of, you know, greatness. Look at it. People come there and they circumambulate. They circumambulate this Kaaba. And this is the Kaaba that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam built. This is the Kaaba that Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam built. Do we see the significance that this man has in our lives? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made the time that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in, the time that we visit the Kaaba, He made it sacred as well. This is the time of Hajj. This is the time in which we go to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We go to change our entire lives. We go with the mindset that we're going as one human being, coming back as another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made this Kaaba a place in which people will return to again and again and again and again. And the reason is because Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was sincere. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was no deceiver. He was no liar. He was no cheat. And we've got to ask ourselves this question seriously today. Why do we exist on earth? Why are we here? Is our sole goal and primary purpose to enjoy, to eat, drink, have relations, and die, rot in the earth, become nothing, dust? Why? Why are we here? Why are you here? What are you doing with your life? What are we doing with our lives? Are we here solely to enjoy here? This now? Why? Why would that be the case? Why would Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us on earth? Or why would we be on earth? For those who don't even believe in the Almighty, why would we be on earth to eat and drink and not even know when that will come to an end all of a sudden? Indeed, our purpose is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it's something that we've got to remind ourselves of. Yes, this is a year in which the people have been prevented, and understandably so, from going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala solely because there is a serious problem. If the people gather there and go back to their homes and spread this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not require this of us. Yes, this is happening this year. But it doesn't mean that we cannot commemorate some of the actions that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam performed. You see, there is this act in which we sacrifice the animals. Where did it come from? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had a dream. And in this dream, the beloved son that he received at old age was being sacrificed for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he goes with the son, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes,
فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى.
So when he reached the point with his son, he asks him, "Oh my dear son, I saw in my dream that I was worshipping, I was sacrificing you. So what do you think? How do you feel about this?"
قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ.
He says, "Oh my dear father, do as you are commanded. Do as you are commanded. What does this entail? Sacrifice me. Let me go. It doesn't matter." And he continues. Ibrahim doesn't give up. He reaches the point where he is ready to sacrifice, and he is about to sacrifice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaces him with a ram from Jannah. With a ram from Jannah. And he sacrifices this ram. This is why you and I today sacrifice the animals that we do. Look at this, that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was ready to sacrifice. And this is why in certain religions it is known as the great sacrifice. The great sacrifice. And we of course believe this as well, because he was ready to sacrifice his son. Allahu Akbar. Allah has not asked us to sacrifice any of our children. Allah has not even asked us to destroy anything material of ours, but rather he has asked us to sacrifice animals for his sake, and to then distribute to the poor and the needy, and to partake and enjoy of that. So even the sacrifice for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, solely for his sake, we will partake and enjoy of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remember this. Look at how he talks about what happens when you sacrifice.
لَن يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِن يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not reach him the meat that you eat. The meat will not reach him. And the blood will not reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But it is the consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that reaches him. When you sacrifice this year, remember the sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Remember how he went out ready to give his son for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thank Allah that He has not asked you to do this, but rather He has asked you and tested you solely with the sacrifice of an animal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, these rituals that we perform at Hajj and we perform during the Eid Salah and the or after the Eid Salah of the sacrificing of the animals and the Sa'i and the pelting of the Jamarat, etc. These are all rituals that have something to do with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And there is a very great wisdom behind this. He was a man who from a young age told his people, don't worship the idols, leave the idols, they are false gods. Imagine growing up in a community that revere stones, sticks, something that is created and made, worshipping those things. You see everybody doing it. Everyone is doing it, literally. And you are the only one saying, don't do this. Your creator is Allah. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam reached the point where he actually destroyed the idols. He destroyed that which they honored solely to teach them that these idols don't benefit, don't harm. He is ready and catapulted. It is said that the fire that they created to punish Ibrahim was so great and so hot that they could not bring him close to the fire, rather they had to take him far away and catapult him into that fire. So they catapulted him into the fire, he falls into it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, قُلْنَا يَا نَارُ كُونِي بَرْدًا وَسَلَامًا عَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمٍ. We said, O fire, become cool and easy. Salam, peace upon Ibrahim. وَأَرَادُوا بِهِ كَيْدًا فَجَعَلْنَاهُمُ الْأَخْسَرِينَ. And they wanted to plot a plan against him, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them losers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made them losers. Let me ask you a question, dear brothers and sisters in Islam. What is the nature of fire? What is the nature of fire? Heat, smoke, and you know, terrible scorching capacity and capability. You put your hand over the flame of a candle, let alone an inferno, and your hand will not be able to withstand it more than a few seconds. A few seconds. And here Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, an entire inferno is made completely cool for him solely because he believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He believed that his savior was his maker. And that same maker exists today and will continue to exist forever. It is that maker that we worship. And it is that maker that we trust. And it is that maker that we will turn to. And it is that maker that we will sacrifice for. And it is that maker that we will live and die for. قُلْ إِنَّ صَلَاتِي وَنُسُكِي وَمَحْيَايَ وَمَمَاتِي لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Say, indeed my prayer and my sacrifice and my living and my death. So all of my rituals, my living and my death, لِلَّهِ are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rabb of the worlds, رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ, Rabb of the worlds. Lastly, I end with one point. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam was described as a nation. Inna Ibrahim kana ummatan qanitan lillahi hanifa wa lam yaku min al-mushrikeen. Indeed, Ibrahim was a nation qanit. He was completely and solely devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لِلَّهِ حَنِيفًا, inclining towards the truth. وَلَمْ يَكُ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ, and he was not from amongst those who were associators of partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That recipe of success worked for him. It will work for us today. And this is why we know his story. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, until we meet again, insha'Allah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu wa jazakumullahu khayran wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.